This is from The Memory Keeper's Daughter by Kim Edwards. March, 1964. He brushed ashes from his hands and sat on the sofa beside his wife, her feet propped on pillows, her swollen ankles crossed, a copy of Dr. Spock balanced on her belly. Absorbed, she licked her index finger absently each time she turned a page. Her hands were slender, her fingers short and sturdy, and she bit her bottom lip lightly, intently, as she read. Watching her, he felt a surge of love and wonder, that she was his wife, that their baby, due in just 3 weeks, would soon be born. Their first child, this would be. They had been married just a year. She looked up, smiling, when he tucked the blanket around her legs. "You know, I've been wondering what it's like," she said. "Before we're born, I mean, it's too bad we can't remember." She opened her robe and pulled up the sweater she wore beneath, revealing a belly as round and hard as a melon. She ran her hand across its smooth surface, firelight playing across her skin, casting reddish gold onto her hair. "Do you suppose it's like being inside a great lantern? The book says light permeates my skin, that the baby can already see." "I don't know," he said. She laughed. "Why not?" she asked. "You're the doctor." "I'm just an orthopedic surgeon," he reminded her. "I can tell you the ossification pattern for fetal bones, but that's about it." He lifted her foot, both delicate and swollen inside the light blue sock, and began to massage it gently. The powerful tarsal bone of her heel, the metatarsals and the phalanges, hidden beneath skin and densely layered muscles like a fan about to open. Her breathing filled the quiet room, her foot warmed his hands, and he managed the perfect secret symmetry of bones. In pregnancy, she seemed to him beautiful but fragile, fine blue veins faintly visible through her pale skin.